In this film, we explore all of the possibilities of lovemaking that are practiced today. All the way from the early sex films of Hollywood right up to today's modern porno flick. We'll explore group sex. We'll view swinging and we'll ask people themselves why they swing.
At this time, I think it would be wise for us to see an actual pornographic film being made. Notice the dignity which prevails. The mood and the anticipation for the artistic event. Lights, camera, and preparation. Everyone is in the mood for this is show business. Listen, I think our actors are about to begin.
Oh, please.
You look like an actress. From your position here, what do you see, and how do you feel about it?
Well, let's put it this way.
I like what I see.
What do you see?
I see a lot of people digging on a lot of other people.
At last, a comprehensive insider's look of where it's at and what's happening now. This is your chance to see what's going on in the mid-70s. Lovemaking USA, a semi-centennial report.
I feel it in my fucking cunt.
Hey freaks, it's Sunday, September 16th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, the amount of shit smearing going on in the world is truly horrifying. Plus, remember in the 90s when Mattel's Ken doll really went super gay? Why women are better off dumb, and the vagina baked bean trick. All coming up today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you back for a weekend edition. Yeah, making up for the show that we missed on Friday. There's no real good reason that I missed the show on Friday. It just got too late and I said, fuck it, we'll do it live. And then I quickly realized what a bad idea that would be. So I said, fuck it, we'll do it on Sunday. And that is where we are at now. Hey, I learned this really cool story, and you guys might know it. I don't know how well known it is, but it's something that I just read about this past weekend. And it has to do with two of my favorite things, Barbie dolls in the 90s. This has nothing to do with Aqua, the band who sang Barbie Girl, so you can all just calm the fuck down. I've already talked about that too many times. I'm sick of it. The story goes like this. I guess Mattel has always had trouble selling Ken, you know, Ken, Barbie's boyfriend, to little girls. Even though, you know, he's kind of iconic. We all know who Ken is. But little girls want to play with the girl dolls. Stacy, Kimber, Rebecca, Stephanie. I don't know. Are those dolls in the Barbie universe? One of them is in a wheelchair, I'm pretty sure. I remember there was a crippled Barbie for a while. One of the issues is that Ken just doesn't look cool. I mean, okay, Ken was probably introduced, what, in the 60s or something? But he didn't change much throughout the 80s. And if you think about, like, what was cool in the 80s, like rockers, long hair, metal, you know, hair bands and stuff. I guess that was what was popular in the 80s, right? Ken didn't really look like that idea of cool. And as the 90s rolled around, Ken remained rather stale. That is, until 1993, when Mattel introduced their Earring Magic line of Barbie dolls. That's when Ken went full-on homo. I don't think we'll ever get the real story from Mattel about what the fuck happened. If you want to see what gay Eerie Magic Ken looked like, I've made him today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. Here are the couple of stories that I heard. One, a Mattel executive was in charge of finding out what cool people looked like how cool kids dressed. And they sort of fashioned Ken after what the Mattel executive found. I don't know if this executive went to a gay bathhouse or a rave, but what they came up with was a purple sparkly outer shirt over a purple mesh top Now, something that I guess gay people were doing in the 90s as a fashion statement or an update to the hanky code system was to wear a necklace with a cock ring dangling from it. And that is exactly what Ken is wearing. There's no other explanation for what this thing is around his neck. It's a cock ring. Purple, mesh top, cock ring, earrings. It all screams very gay. The other story is that Mattel interviewed a bunch of 5-year-old girls, you know, and was like, what do you think a cool boy looks like? And their only experience, like seeing cool kids, was like on MTV. So they're like, Prince is pretty cool. All right. Purple, flamboyant, check, check. I think it was probably a mixture of both of these things. You know, they interviewed 5-year-old girls, asked them what was cool, and also did some of their own research. I mean, that cock ring around his necklace, it's hard to explain away that one. Now, I don't think most Mattel executives knew about this. However, they had to have been a little suspicious when all of a sudden, Ken, who up to this point wasn't a very hot seller, you know, in the Barbie line, became the number one selling doll for 6 weeks, mainly due to the fact that a bunch of adult gay men were purchasing this thing. I can only imagine, you know, like Mattel looking at their sales data and seeing this spike in sales of Ken dolls and wondering why. Why are children responding all of a sudden to Earring Magic Ken? And when they looked into the data a little further and realized it was adult men purchasing this thing, they went into a full-on panic. Because again, this was like the early 90s. Gay was not yet mainstream. Appearing supportive to the LGBTQ community was not at the top of anyone's priority. As a matter of fact, when it comes to like selling toys to children, these toy companies probably wanted to stay away from the whole gay thing altogether. So they began to freak the fuck out. And even though this was like a huge seller for Mattel, they immediately pulled Ken from the shelves and since then has refused to talk about it. Like they pretend this thing never happened. They refuse to release data on sales. According to the website FactFiend, gay men sent letters of thanks to Mattel about how they were loving the new, more fabulous Ken. Mattel hated this. They denied in interviews that Ken was gay, responding to requests for comments from magazine and newspapers with a stock response about Ken being straight. There was, however, one more comment that Mattel gave, and this is the real reason why I even brought this up. This is the greatest quote from a company spokesperson ever. In the Chicago Reader, the reporter pressed Mattel on this whole gay Ken thing. The head of marketing and communications got irate about this. And here is the quote she gave. We are not in the business of putting cock rings into the hands of little girls. I mean, could you imagine? That's Mattel's official response. She just got so fed up, like, being asked about this. Like, we don't give little girls cock rings, all right? It's not what we do. It's not what we're about. Ken isn't having butt sex with anyone, for Christ's sake. Ah! Like, just freaked out, stormed out, right? So the thing with the cock ring, I always wondered about this. Well, since I read the story, it's the first time I ever heard about the cock ring thing. I guess, depending on where the cock ring is at on your body, that kind of indicates what you're into sexually. So it is like an updated hanky code situation. So there you go. I just thought that was kind of interesting. According to one article, what is this? I think it's some gay thing. Prism? I don't know. From the fall 1997 issue of Prism. After adamantly denying the Ken doll is gay, the company pulled Earring Magic Ken off of the shelves, despite it being the biggest selling Ken doll in the company's history. The history of Ken doll in Mattel. Right? It was only on the shelves for 6 weeks. Oh. And this is what they wanted, right? Kind of. They were like, we need to increase the sale of Ken dolls. Be careful what you wish for. Moving on now. Let's move away from Barbie dolls. I found this video from 1961. Someone posted this on Facebook. It's from ABC News, but not our ABC. It's like Australia's ABC. And the question being posed here, it's a news program. Is education a waste of time for the married woman? Why do bitches have to go filling their heads with math and science? That's space that could be used for recipes. 1961 seems far away, but it was only like 19 years before I was born. And it would be like the difference between 2000 and 2019. So, you know, in a few months, that span is the difference of, you know, how people thought of, you know, women and what their, you know, their roles are and shit like that. All right, let's take a listen here.
We're going to argue about a subject that's been causing a great deal of controversy in the press recently, and that is whether education is a waste of time for married women. So, of course, I've got two married women to talk about it, and they're both educated.
She doesn't sound
reasonably,
British.
I suppose.
Or, I mean, she doesn't sound Australian. She sounds British.
What have you got by way of education? I have a trained kindergartner certificate. And Jean, what about you?
All right, so that one woman is trained to be a kindergarten teacher.
And Jean, what about you? I'm a pharmaceutical chemist.
And one is a chemist.
Penny, why don't you think that education's a good thing for married women?
Well, I think too much higher education makes them very unhappy and very frustrated.
Oh, why unhappy?
Well, there they are, at home, cooking meals, running a house.
Oh, but still you get a certain amount of satisfaction out of that.
You can do your housework first and still go out and still be home in time for the children when they come home. You should be contented to stay home. If you have too much education, your mind's stimulated too much, you're not happy to stay home all the time.
Oh, no, Tony.
The kindergarten teacher is obviously the one here who is advocating for women to stay home. It's not a good thing for a woman to be too stimulated. That's one thing I learned about cats from My Cat from Hell. You ever watch that show on TLC? Sometimes cats will freak out if they're too stimulated. That's when they attack, just like human broads. Also, as I listen to them more, I'm starting to hear the Australian accent. I have a hard time picking out Australian and British accents. Does anyone else have that issue?
What about your relationships with your husbands? Do you think, for instance, a low education contributes to happiness on this score?
Yes, I think it probably does.
Oh, what?
The dumber the woman is, the happier the man.
Hi. Look, you can discuss things with your husband if you have the intelligence to do so.
Why would you bother your husband with your thoughts and opinions? He doesn't want to hear that.
Husbands like discussing world problems with
definitely.
Their wives very much.
Oh, I think
but
so.
It doesn't have to be world problems. You don't have to be solving the whole situation of the world.
Well, that's what I mean. Up to an intermediate standard is quite high enough. You can discuss problems at that stage quite well.
What would you do tomorrow, supposing you were left a widow?
Find myself another man to take care of me, obviously.
What you would like to do is to be just as good as an educated person by instinct. Is that the same?
No, I think that too much education fogs the mind up too much.
You don't really think that you would be happy and contented just living in a house, doing housework, looking after children?
Well, I can't tell because I've had too much education.
She's upset by how much education she's had. Being a kindergarten teacher. Did I play the part? I don't know if I played the part or not, but at one point she said, even I don't remember all this stuff that I'm teaching kids. I have to look it up in book. Like, bitch, you're a kindergarten teacher. The facts that you need to know are like colors. What color is an apple? What number comes after two? This is the shit that you don't remember? I've said this before and I'll say it again. I used to work in a testing center and one of the exams I gave was for would-be teachers, I guess, you know, education majors. It was the Praxis exam, I think. And they were, along with people coming in to take their real estate exam, some of the dumbest people I've ever encountered in my life. All these studies and reports coming out about how our education system is bad, our kids are not prepared. It was all, easily predictable by me. I saw who was going to be teaching our kids in the next few years, and I wept. Moving on, I've got this clip here of a man being arrested. One of the officers involved is a black woman, and so the white guy just starts screaming the N-word over and over. I don't know how he thought that was going to help. But I will say this, thanks to the uptick in racism here in America, this black police officer doesn't even flinch. It doesn't bother her in the least. She was probably like, yeah, this is like the 12th time today I was called the N-word. That's not going to rile me up anymore. Kind of loses all meaning when you hear it over and over and over.
Nigga, 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 nigga.
Oh, the white officer gets a fuck you.
Nigga.
The listener who submitted this suggested we make this a cell phone ringtone.
Nigga.
It kind of sounds like when a phone is busy.
Nigga.
I mean, you get the idea.
Nigga, I hate you. Nigga, switching it up. She is demonstrating saint-like restraint here. Fuck you, nigga.
Real quick, before we get into the news, I have got a live stream in real life fail. We've got a streamer named Jake meeting a guy who... What's his name? Gay?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh. How's it going?
They're going good.
I'm Kay from Japan.
Oh, Gay from Japan, but he's not really gay. It leads to some confusion, though.
Japan.
You're gay?
Tokyo.
Are you gay?
Kay.
Oh, my name is
Kay.
You're not gay. No gay.
No gay.
No gay. Oh,
I'm
gay.
My name is Kay.
Kay, no gay.
Are you?
I'm gay. I'm Jake. Jake.
Jake also sounds kind of like gay.
No gay.
You're in a loud spot,
I
guess.
I'm gay. I'm Jake. Jake.
Jay.
Jake. No gay.
Jake.
No.
Gay.
Gay.
No. Jay. Gay. Gay. Okay.
No gay.
Not
gay.
Okay. Me neither. Me no. Jake.
Jay.
K.
K.
No gay. Okay. That's it, K.
All right.
That's K.
High five for being straight.
He's not gay.
Still a little confused.
Okay.
Not on the
okay.
Not
okay.
On the same page
okay.
Here.
Nope. Yep, that's
okay.
Right.
All right. Now that we got that all sorted out, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. Guys are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? Help support this stupidity. Get new, fresh, exclusive content every week. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month. Actually, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. When you sign up, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. 3,000 shows in there for you to listen to. Plus, like I mentioned, every week, exclusive podcast. Tuesday, we'll be back doing another exclusive show. Thursday, a Sideshow exclusive program. It's a great time to sign up. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, Joy Edwards says she arrived home on Saturday to find feces smeared all over her goddamn door. More fucking work. You know, she just got home from work, probably, and now this. She's got to wipe off shit. When she went over her security footage, she discovered that the culprit was her neighbor, Brenda Mullins, who I guess is a raging cunt. However, Mullins justified her reasons after she explained that Edward's dog would constantly piss and shit on her yard. Mullins said so she picked up the dog's shit and rubbed it all over the front doorknob. She added, well, if you don't want to clean it up here, you can clean it up over in your yard. Mullins stands by the act and says she had to prove a point. I had to do it. I didn't want to be a vigilante. Yeah, vigilante justice here. But I had to do what I had to do. Edwards believes there could have been a more honest solution for Mullins rather than smear the feces on her front door. Edwards says that she should have just come over and talked it out. Police have been advised about the act but did not give Mullins a ticket for the vandalism. The local news covered this story. Oh, let's see how that went.
This is what Michael Smith and his girlfriend saw this afternoon. A person walk up and rub dog feces on their door.
Feces. It's Reese's feces.
A person walk up and rub dog feces on their door.
I was just thinking like, wow, that's crazy. I mean, people do that, you know what I'm saying?
This is Michael Smith, a homeowner in the area.
That person was Brenda Mullins, their neighbor, and she's not denying it.
Dog came and messed in my yard.
Yeah.
I picked it up. I took it, put it on her doorknob.
Yeah, smeared it on that doorknob.
You didn't want to clean it up here, you're cleaning it up there.
I would have used the shit as like a crayon, right? And wrote something on the actual door, not just smear it on the doorknob.
I wrote poop whore. I wrote poop whore on the door.
She says this has been going on for a while, where the dogs come over and go in her yard.
It's a very, very tiny yard.
The longer it goes on, the more madder I am. Today,
I was the madderest.
It was the last straw.
She has video showing the dogs relieving themselves in the yard.
Oh, yeah,
I had to do what I had to do. I don't want to be a vigilante, but...
Yeah.
I had to do what I had to do.
I mean, she's got a point. The video here shows the dogs pissing or shitting or whatever, and then the woman who owns the dog just picks them up, right? Doesn't clean up the feces.
But Michael says she hasn't tried to talk with him, and if the dogs did go in her yard, it wasn't on purpose.
They're small dogs. They're chihuahuas. They're not like big dogs, you know what I'm saying? But most of the time, we have them on the property here.
Michael just wishes it didn't reach this point.
It's just so...
Who the fuck is Michael? I guess that's Joy's husband?
People don't know how to, you know, solve issues
boyfriend?
Without doing something stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know what? I bet you this sent a clear message. Don't shit in the bitch's yard.
So, I mean, I don't know. She could have either just... Could have talked about it. You know what I'm saying? Resolved it. You know what I'm saying? Apologized or whatever.
Brenda says she felt it was all she could do to be heard.
It's pretty gross. So what would you say to people that say you took it too far?
Well, I feel like I took it a little further than I wanted to. But what was I supposed to do?
Leave a note?
I got to prove a point, too.
It doesn't sound like she ever confronted the woman about this. Like, this was the first time. This is how the woman found out there was an issue. First of all, she should have known there was an issue. You don't leave, you know, your dog shit in someone else's yard. But okay, whatever. Still, at least, you know, mention it. Write a note or a text or something. Just be like, hey, heads up. I noticed your dog keeps shitting in my yard. I don't like that. And then, you know, if the lady, Joy, responds, you know, fuck you. My dog shit where they shit. It's nature, cunt. Then you rub the dog shit in their doorknobs.
I gotta prove a point, too.
I gotta prove a point.
Wow. Well, Brenda did say that she reached out to DPD and confessed about what she did. We reached out to them to see if they were going to give her a ticket or anything.
Hard-hitting news.
Thing like that. They haven't yet gotten back
Bethany.
To us.
Poor Bethany Moore.
Live Bethany Moore, 7 Action News.
You got an awful story. No daytime regional Emmy for you. She must have pissed off her bosses. Get stuck with that story. Belinda Montgomery is covering corruption in our city government. I'm stuck with a dog shit story. Not fair. All right, second story we have for you today. I usually don't watch those morning TV shows like The Today Show, Good Morning America. Isn't it just like a mix of national news and celebrity stories? Over in the UK, they at least make it interesting. Christy Wright remarkably uses the strength of her pussy to her advantage. The mother of three was on This Morning today. I guess that's a breakfast show over there in the UK. She revealed her talents to This Morning presenters Ruth Langsford and Iman Holmes. Kirsty's super strength means she can lift cans of beans using her vagina. Kirsty's journey into having a strong undercarriage began after she had her last child at 42 and realized, holy fuck, my pussy's all blown out. That's kind of what happened. She was jogging, trying to get back into shape, and she pissed herself. She's like, wait, something's wrong down there. I've got no elasticity. It's like my aunt's anus. That was her explanation. Like, why she constantly shits herself. Has to do with the elasticity of the rectum. This woman has a similar problem, but, you know, she birthed the watermelon, basically. And then her pussy hole didn't go back to normal or something. I don't know. I mean, I know you don't pee out of your pussy hole, but it's like, it's all in that general area, right? Kirsty's journey into having a strong undercarriage began after she had her last kid at 42, and she wet herself while running. The 48-year-old did Kegel exercises, which consists of contracting and relaxing the pelvic floor muscles repeatedly, and they weren't working. So, after meeting a woman in her local supermarket, she was introduced to the Jade Egg. This is the same goddamn egg that Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow, was sued over. A small egg-sized piece of jade is inserted into the vagina, and the wearer has to keep it in using only her muscles. Otherwise, she's going to basically lay a jade egg. Don't worry, it hasn't been anywhere, Kirsty joked while passing it over to Ruth. Vaginas are amazing. They're flexible. Ruth then asked, so when did you start thinking I can swing things from this? It all started when Kirsty saw a video of a Russian lady swinging chandeliers off of her vagina. I could do that. Never follow in the footsteps of a Russian. Like, if you're watching a Russian video, chances are it's going to be like a horrific car accident or someone just doing something very, very dangerous. All right, so now Kirsty can lift up to 2 kilograms, which is like 4.5 pounds off of her cunt lips, which she demonstrated on this morning. You want to imagine you're sipping a cocktail through your back passage. What? What a quote. Sipping a cocktail through your back package. All right, that's today's episode title. And you go up and down. It's amazing the use you can put to items hanging around the house. Kirsty went on to reveal that her stronger vagina has significantly improved her bedroom antics. She added, my intimate life has significantly improved. I'm much more confident. I'm able to explore things like vaginal orgasms. It's very pleasurable. Dr. Susan Kayett wasn't so convinced about the benefits of jade eggs. My concern around the eggs is that some eggs are porous and breed infections. They can also scratch, and there's no official way to clean them. Later, Ruth was gifted a giant egg to use at home. A big old pussy egg. She joked, I might just pop off for a minute. So, there you go. Oh, this morning airs weekdays at 10:30 a.m. on ITV. So, yeah, over there in the UK. Final story we have for you today. God, we are just turning into fucking monkeys, aren't we? First, you know, we're spreading our shit on people's doorknobs. And now this story from India. The leader in shit-related news from India. Distorted View Daily. The Railway Police Force, or RPF, on Friday arrested a 26-year-old man who routinely masturbated in the empty ladies' compartment. Well, it was empty, give him credit. And he spread feces on the seats of local trains. Well, now that's just an asshole move. You know how crowded those trains are in Mumbai. I wonder if it's a situation where, like, as soon as the doors to the train open, people rush in and immediately just sit down. They don't even look. Right? If they see an available seat, boom, they're down. And you know, now they're wallowing in filth, basically. Which I guess if you're living in Mumbai is nothing new. I don't mean to be racist, but it seems to be a very dirty, disgusting, gross place. Full of dirty people. Dirty, stinky, worthless people. Awful. Animals. Savages. But like I said, I don't mean to be rude. No, they're not awful people, but it's a dirty place. Good people. Dirty place. Ting. Officials said the man had targeted at least 10 local trains in the past 1 month, which delayed services along the central line. The accused, identified as Karjat resident Danish Laxman Duvra, allegedly said that he derived pleasure from the acts. Well, which one? Masturbation? Because, yeah, I get that one. But the spreading of feces? I bet you it's not just spreading his feces on the train, but watching women sit in it. The investigation, which seemed headed nowhere for a long time, received a boost after Duvra made the mistake of walking into one of the CR's newest rakes on September 9th. I don't know what any of that meant. I think it meant he got onto a train, right? The local train, which was headed to Badlapur, had closed-circuit television cameras installed in the ladies' coach. In the footage, the accused is seen walking inside an empty ladies' coach with a plastic bag. Always a plastic bag. After ensuring there was nobody around, he unzips his pants and starts masturbating. Afterwards, he walks to the seating area, spreads feces on them, and walks out. Officials said the train was delayed by nearly 15 minutes. Duvra, who apparently works as a laborer at the vegetable market. Oh my God, he handles our produce? Admitted to the crimes. God damn it. Like, these people in India can't catch a break, right? They're shitting in puddles, whatever, or in streams where they drink out of. And like, even the vegetables aren't clean. because the person handling it was just smearing his feces 10 minutes ago on a subway train. All right, or I guess regular train. They don't have subways over there in Mumbai, do they? Duvra, who apparently works as a laborer at the vegetable market, admitted to the crime. He used to come to CSMT, don't know what that is, late at night, and sleep on the premises. The next day, he would collect his own feces in a plastic bag and search for trains with unoccupied lady compartments. Lady compartments is also a good name for today's episode of DV. If he found one, he would do his deeds. If there's a takeaway from today's episode of Distorted View, it's be aware what your hands are touching, what your butt is touching. People love to smear shit on stuff. Getting that sweet PSA money today. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Sunday. Sunday, Sunday! Let's do a couple voicemails to get the hell out of here. I love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact me. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. Voicemail line, of course, 206-666-4463. We've got a special voicemail line for patrons. If you pledge a few dollars over there, patreon.com/distortedview. And, of course, I'm all over social media, @distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Very happy to announce the Distorted View Discord is over 800 freaks strong. I think we're up to, like, 806 as of yesterday. I'm in there. I pop in and out. I'm pretty quiet. But I do read what you guys have been posting. So if you want to chat with other freaks, there are many DV chat rooms, including a Not Safe for Work channel. They're mostly all Not Safe for Work, but there's one specifically for really gross stuff, along with, you know, general chat, sports chat, all that sort of crap. Check it out. Discord link over there at distortedview.com on the main navigation bar.
Hey, Timmy Boo, little baby faggot calling in. Wondering how that P.O. box is going for you.
Well, it's the weekend, so I did not do shit. I have my application here. I think I mentioned this on Thursday's show. It's kind of filled out. I guess you can do it online, but I went to the post office box thinking I could just fill it out right there and get the post office box, but the woman was less than helpful, and their pens were all dried out. I know it sounds like a shitty excuse, and it kind of is, but I thought, I'll bring it home, bring the stupid application home, and then run back to the post office box Friday afternoon, and I never got around to it, or Thursday afternoon.
Did you get that done?
No! You know that.
I really want
to... The way you say that, you know I didn't do it.
I don't think it happened.
Fuck you!
But I want to be wrong about it. I just want to send you something nice.
Believe me, I'm not doing this to punish you guys. And I am very appreciative of everything you guys want to send me. I promise you I will get this done.
Really nice. Not like nice, like... you know, gross or nothing. Something nice. Mm-hmm. Show a little appreciation.
I know the very first thing I'm going to get in that fucking post office box is going to be a clump of pubic hair.
Also, so Discord server, we've got it set up so that music can be played in there now. We're still kind of tweaking with it, so it's not ready to go
completely
live today, which is Sunday. Huh. I don't know by Monday what we'll have done, but at any rate, check
That's
your inbox,
cool.
Man. I got a question for you. Thanks. Bye.
I will check my inbox. So there you go. I guess we can now listen to mute. We can have listening parties in the Discord chat room.
Hey there, Timothy James Henson. This is a damn truck. Anyway, this is your loyal Sideshow Freak, longtime Sideshow Freak, lifetime Sideshow Freak, and Patreon patron. And just wanted to say I'm really excited about new Patreon content coming up.
Yes, I've posted a couple videos. I want to do another one today, but I also want to do a Sideshow exclusive video. I've got a couple things I want to share with you guys, some visual content. So I will be posting something. If I don't post it tonight, it means that I got tired working on it, and I'll post it tomorrow. But yeah. Oh, and I also have to mow the fucking yard.
And I wanted to mention something on a little more personal level, and you can unzip now. Yeah, one of my female friends and I, who occasionally watch this, she's also a Sideshow Freak, she was looking at the Patreon thing, and she said, you know, Tim is aging very nicely. I like that little bit of gray in the beard. He's turning into quite a handsome guy.
Oh, wow.
So, well,
thank
I
you.
Can't really help you because
I'm
straight, but and neither can she, actually, because she's straight.
Although, this whole thing about, you know, remember I was telling you, like, I was peeing nonstop, and I still kind of am, but it's, like, subsiding. Actually, I think I'm pretty much over it at this point. Today, I haven't really peed too much. But it got me very frightened about, like, I don't know, getting diabetes or something. And so now I'm completely off. Well, I can't say I'm completely off because I did. I'm mostly off of like sugar things, like pop, right? Any sort of like, I don't like ice cream. Lord Douche likes to go get ice cream. He's like, yeah, give me a Frosty. I want a McFlurry or whatever. And I'm like, really? So now I don't even participate in that, right? I'll go get him a McFlurry, but I don't get one for myself. I might have like a little taste of this. But yeah, I'm trying to really reduce the amount of sugar. I don't know if that would have anything to do with pissing, but that's how I'm going to go through life now, okay? Although, you know, the real problem that I'm having are these fucking fast food restaurants. You get a combo meal because you want, like, I don't know, a sandwich and fries or something. And your only option of a drink is, you know, shit soda. Why don't they offer LaCroix or something? You know, like, just
soda. But anyway, at least some people out here think that...
And you can't be like, I don't want any drink. Because, I mean, they'll let you order a combo meal without a drink, but they're going to charge you the same.
You are eating like that. Nicely. So, anyway.
We're talking about two different things here. I can't even take a compliment, right? Bitching and complaining about my diabetes that I don't have diagnosed. And I will never get diagnosed because I'm too afraid to go to the doctor about it. That's the last thing I need right now. Along with all of my other medical problems. To be diagnosed as a fucking fat-ass diabetic? No, thank you. I'll just die in my sleep of a sugar coma or whatever. I'd rather go that way than be diagnosed. You know what I mean? I'll just cut out sugar fucking completely. Although I think if I was diabetic, I'd be like going through more problems because I quit sugar cold turkey. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't that throw everything out of whack too? Like my body would be like, I need sugar! Ah! And then I'd be passing out and stuff. As you could tell, I'm not passing out. I got veins popping in my forehead, screaming at you. So I don't think I was diabetic.
Hey.
As if, you know, you can just make diabetes go away by giving up pop for a weekend.
Timmy Boo.
I'm so fucking retarded, I deserve to die.
It's Radical Join here. I was just wondering, does Lord Douche listen to the show at all? Like, there was that one episode.
No, he doesn't, which is a very good thing, because the few times that I have told him, like, oh, I talked about you today, he's like, why did you do that? You are to never talk about me. And then I'm like, okay, sorry. And then, you know, the very next day I talk about him again. But he doesn't listen to the show, so it doesn't really matter. I just know now not to mention to him that I talked about him. It's very trying to be in a relationship with him because I've never in my life had to accommodate such fuckery from someone. You know what I mean?
Hey, Timmy Boo.
I'm sorry.
It's Radical Join here. I was
rewound
just
that.
Does Lord Douche listen to the show at all?
Mm-mm.
Like, there was that one episode you were complaining about him, and I know he ended up making you...
I'm not complaining about him. I'm telling you guys facts. Like, this is what's happening in my life. It's not complaining or anything. I'm just stating what it is.
About him, and I know he ended up making you play that show in the car once.
Oh, so, yeah,
like,
there is.
Does he listen on a regular basis?
Oh, no.
Or...
Very few people in my life listen to my show. You know, like, my friends don't listen to the show. Joey may listen occasionally, but I don't think he's, like, a regular listener.
Or only when you, like...
My sister, I asked my sister about that, and I said, have you listened to the show? And she's like, oh, I can't. Like, it's too extreme for me. I'm like, really? I guess maybe it's just because I've built up a resistance to the type of content, but I really feel like what I play is not that bad.
Or only when you, like, complain enough does he listen.
Yeah, like, sometimes if he hears me, if he's, like, downstairs and he hears me, he might ask. That's why, I just talk so fucking loud. I need a soundproof studio is what I need.
Love you, Boo.
All right.
Bye.
Love you, too. Thank you for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in. Oh, God.
Dog feces. Dog feces. Dog feces. Dog feces.
Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back, oh my God, tomorrow to start a new week of programs. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Can't you feel? Calling Radio Tokyo. to the governor.